Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and you might have heard that tech giant Microsoft and the NYPD have teamed up to keep a closer eye on Manhattan through something called the Domain Awareness System, or DAS. Neil Ungerleiter, a reporter for Fast Company, joins me now to discuss the technology behind this partnership and what this collaboration might mean for how they're watching you. Hi, Neil.
Hi, Brian. Great to be here.
So what is the Domain Awareness System and how does it work?
The Domain Awareness System is a network that connects several thousand cameras around the city to several thousand radiation monitors and license plate readers that are connected to a central NYPD network that includes a variety of police and public domain databases for instant identification of terrorist incidents and crimes that are available to both the NYPD, federal authorities, and to private shareholders like the Bank of New York and Goldman Sachs.
For the moment, it will only operate in Midtown, Lower Manhattan, plus bridges and tunnels, I understand. How many additional cameras are we talking here?
Well, Brian, it's not just Midtown and downtown Manhattan. The bulk of the cameras will be in those two areas, but others will be placed around the city. The NYPD hasn't specified where, but they have specified cameras will be throughout the five boroughs, as well as downtown, Midtown, and the bridges and tunnels. And we're talking about, I believe, in the area of 3,000 cameras altogether.
And you said both to fight terrorism and crime. Is this basically an anti-terrorism strategy?
It's an anti-terrorism strategy. I was at a press conference when the product was publicly unveiled for the first time. And we were showing the demonstration of a Jack Daniels case that was left in front of a building in Union Square. And using the system, NYPD was also able to trace where the box came from, how it got there. In this case, it was blown down the street, how long it was there, and who came into contact with the suspicious package. But other components of the program, such as real-time crime analysis and real-time crime pattern detection, really only make sense within a crime-fighting context.
Did you say it was blown down the street? The wind was strong enough to blow a case of Jack Daniels down the street?
Well, it was an empty case. Yes.
Empty. That makes all the difference. I thought they were going to change the slogan to, if you see something, toast something. But I guess not. So what about other technologies in addition to the cameras?
In addition to the cameras, 2,600 mobile radiation monitors that NYPD officers will carry are also going to be integrated into the program. And these radiation monitors can actually detect whether sources of suspicious radiation come from someone who just underwent chemotherapy, whether it's from industrial uses or whether it's from suspicious use. And in addition, several hundred license plate readers, mainly concentrated at bridges and tunnels, which record information on all cars, are also going to be integrated into Domain Awareness.
What's Microsoft's role?
Microsoft were the main developers of this program. Domain Awareness is built on two existing Microsoft projects called SharePoint and Virtual Earth, and the NYPD served as consultants to the project, with NYPD counterterrorism and detectives serving as consultants. And the city of New York is actually getting a 30% cut of all profits from Domain Awareness, which Microsoft will now be selling to other cities across America.
The city will be getting profits from Microsoft's sale of this technology to other cities?
Absolutely. Mayor Bloomberg has turned Domain Awareness System into a new revenue stream for the city of New York. The original cost of the program was between $30 and $40 million to the city of New York. And Mayor Bloomberg stated that he hopes to recoup the cost of the investment through sales to other cities. So, yes, it will be a revenue stream for profit.
Listeners, any questions about the science of or reactions to the privacy aspects or law enforcement aspects or whatever of this new surveillance and analysis program called the Domain Awareness System that the NYPD is teaming up with Microsoft to implement, 212-433. WNYC as we talk to Neil Ungerleiter from Fast Company, who's reporting on it, 212-433-9692, or post WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And in your Fast Company article last week, you wrote that the system is being touted as an anti-terrorism solution, but that, quote, depending on the individual's perspective, it could veer on science or Big Brother to combat street crime. What do you mean by that?
Well, the implications of this project are pretty obvious for most outsiders. And the fact is that we're at a point now where technology does work in new ways we could never even conceive of 10 years ago. The fact that all cars entering, let's say, the Brooklyn Bridge had their license plate recorded could make some people uncomfortable. And the fact is these technologies are out there. They are being used in the public and private sector. And the real question is, what happens from here? Will this be regulated or will it continue?
Ed in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ed.
Yeah, how you doing, Brian?
All right.
I forgot the name of your guest. Excuse me.
Neil.
Oh, excuse me?
Neil.
Neil, how you doing, Neil?
Hey, Ed, how are you?
In the conversation with Brian, you mentioned that banks would also have access to this information, like Citibank, I believe, if I heard correctly. Why would banks need access to this identification technology? And does this have the potential to be used with drones and face recognition technology?
Yeah, Ed is a careful listener. I had picked up that little point, too, and was going to follow up on it. But when you were talking about who would have access to what's being viewed through the cameras here, et cetera, you're talking about law enforcement, but you also did mention private companies like banks. Why would they have access to the same information that law enforcement would be able to see?
That's correct. And, Ed, great question. Domain Awareness is headquartered in a Lower Manhattan Command Center that has seats for a variety of private stakeholders that include the Federal Reserve, Bank of New York, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and Pfizer. And the short answer is we don't know why they are there or what they are doing with this data. But the fact is they are located in a command center that is intended by the NYPD for use in counterterrorism operations and preventing a catastrophic terrorist attack in New York.
So,
beyond that, I can only speculate.
So, in other words, law enforcement would have a need to know, obviously, and some of the private institutions that might be targets of potential terrorist attacks are being included.
That's correct.
Derek in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Derek.
Hello. Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Yes. A long time ago, about 6 months ago, I thought of having the license plates of certain vehicles mounted on the roof. But then I had to distinguish which vehicles should or shouldn't. So then I thought maybe all vehicles should have their license plates mounted on the top.
Because they would be easier to read?
Hello?
Because they would be easier to read, Derek?
It would be easier to read from block to block or from city to city, borough to borough. And just in case a crime is committed, it's easier to follow it.
But ugly.
Interesting.
Derek, interesting. Well, how easy is it for these license plate readers to read the license plates? Like, I know they're experimenting on the Henry Hudson Bridge, for example, with, you know, not having the toll booths anymore. And so if you don't have Easy Pass, if I understand it correctly, there's a photo taken of your license plate and you get a bill. And then if you don't pay your bill, then they block your registration. I don't know how they enforce that with out-of-state drivers. I don't know if you're aware of that, you know, traffic enforcement aspect of it, electronically getting these tolls paid. But as it pertains to law enforcement in general, how accurately, how much trouble do they have reading license plates as they pass by any point of road?
Well, Brian, Derek, license plate reading is pretty accurate. Mayor Bloomberg and Police Chief Kelly were very clear that a facial recognition reader or any sort of facial recognition tech were not included in domain awareness. But license plates were, because the fact is reading text is extremely easy. And these cameras are state-of-the-art. So even though license plates aren't painted on the top of cars yet, these cameras are able to read license plates with a very high success rate.
All right. So maybe we don't need to adorn the tops of all our cars with our license plates and make them all look like taxis. Christine in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi there. I've seen things on top of the lights, street lights over street intersections. They're usually red and lit on the inside, about the size of thermos bottles. And I've always wondered what they were. Are they detecting something? What do they control? Where does their information go?
Are you familiar with those?
That's a great question. I'm actually not, but the fact is, in New York, there are so many either surveillance tools or third-party tools used for marketing, used for governmental purposes, used for environmental monitoring, that could be any sort of things. And what I find interesting is that in my research, I discovered there's no easily available public database to identify what is on a particular street corner, which is pretty interesting.
All right. So before you go, you know, we talked on yesterday's show about Starbucks' partnership with the mobile payment startup Square and the ability to have photo recognition in place at retailers throughout the city, like Starbucks. You wouldn't even have to take out your cell phone. They would recognize you and automatically charge you whatever was on your bill. So retailers, law enforcement, you're talking about today, how entrenched will technology be in how we move around the city? Sometimes by choice, sometimes by not, sometimes not.
It's very entrenched. And the interesting thing for me is that the private sector has gone so far along in surveillance and monitoring than government. I would say right now, private sector operators, big chain stores, large corporations, large e-retailers have better surveillance tools than I would say the NSA or the federal government could ever dream of. Because in order to maximize profits, we've created this whole system of online monitoring, of smartphone monitoring, and you can triangulate all sorts of amazing information from that. And Starbucks' deal with Square, that's just part of it. I would say we're looking at cash becoming irrelevant in, I would say, next 15, 20 years. And even though Square and other e-payers have great security systems, what happens when someone hacks it? Would you like to see your financial records posted on the 2020 version of WikiLeaks?
Mm. And with that not-so-rhetorical question, we leave it with Fast Company reporter Neil Ungerleiter, who has written up the Domain Awareness System, collaboration between the NYPD and Microsoft. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Brian. Great to be here.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up, linguist John McWhorter on some of the language and speaking styles of the 2012 campaign. Stay with us.